Psalm 127 is a psalm that looks at God's help and how essential it is to have His help. No matter what we do, no matter how hard we work, if He is not the source of our help, then we toil in vain. He's going to talk about how work is futile without the Lord's help. And he'll deal with that in verses 1 and 2, followed by the blessing of children, which is a way that God helps people too. So the children become a help that are given from the Lord to those that have them. So it begins, Shir HaMa'alot Lishloma, a song of ascent of Solomon. Now, some believe that maybe Solomon wrote this. Others believe that Lishlomo should be rendered concerning Solomon. So it's a song of ascent. Shir is the noun singular, masculine singular, and ha is your definite article, and ma'alot is your feminine plural noun with the ot ending from ma'ala. And so this is another ascent psalm, and it's no doubt it is concerning Solomon in the building of the, maybe an allusion to the building of the temple, but it's being applied to any home, from that standpoint, to any home that one has to build with the strength of the Lord. And so the psalmist goes on, Im Adonai lo yivne vayit shav amalu bonam bo. Im Adonai lo yishmor ir shav shakad shomer. That is, if the Lord does not build the house, they who toil, its builders, toil in it in vain. And then, except the Lord should build a city, they who, the watchman, watches in vain. We begin with Im Adonai, and Im can be rendered here except, or something like if not, and then, of course, we have the tetragrammaton, Yod He Vav He, except the Lord build, or except the Lord build the house. Literally, if the Lord does not build the house. And notice, lo is your definite negative, not, and yivne is a lamed he root from bana. And notice we have the cow imperfect third masculine singular from bana. The segol here appears because historically the final yod, this was a final yod form that later became a final hay form, and the segol was preferred historically, it seems, with the yod that later was changed to hay. So, except the Lord should build the house, the bayit. Now, we can translate this a house. It does not have ha bayit, the definite article, but it is a noun singular, so except the Lord build a house. And we could apply this to any home, any house, any family. If the Lord is not building it, then it's going to be toiling. One is going to be toiling in vain. And then it goes on, shav amalu vonav bo, in vain. We are told, those who build it labor. In other words, they labor in vain. Notice shav is just your adverb, and amalu is from amal, meaning to labor. It is the cow perfect third common plural from amal. And bonav is from the noun banah, To build, it's a lamed hay verb, and it's the cow imperfect third masculine singular from Bana. So in vain they toil, that is, its builders in it, or the ones who build it. And notice, Bonav here is your participial form, your cal participle, masculine. And notice we have the Vav, pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. And so we have a plural participial form, that is, its builders toil in it in vain. And be is your preposition, and o is your pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. So unless the Lord is going to build the house, one builds it, one is toiling in building it in vain, he's saying. How important it is to include the Lord into our homes, into everything that we do relative to family. And then he goes on, Im Adonai lo yishmur ir, that is, if the Lord does not watch or keep a city. Notice again, we have your im, if or except, followed by the yod hey vav hey, then the negative particle lo, and the cal imperfect third masculine singular from shamar. So except the Lord keep a city. And again, ir here appears without the definite article. And so what is true of a house is true of civil government, of keeping a city. So except the Lord keep a city, shav shakad shomer. In vain, the watchman wakes or keeps awake. Notice shomer is your cal participle from shamar, active participle with the o vowel, followed by the tseri. And then shakad is just your cal perfect third masculine singular from shakad, that is, to be awake or to keep awake. So again, we are driving, or the psalmist is driving home the same point. That is, if it is in vain that the watchman keeps awake and is wakeful, if the Lord isn't building the city and protecting it. And so we move on then to verse 2. Shav lachem mashkimei kum, that is, in vain, it is vain, here we have the adverb again, for you, lachem, the inseparable preposition with the plural, second masculine singular suffix, pronoun suffix in the chem, that is, in vain for you who rise, who are early to rise. Notice, shakam means to wake up early, or to get up early. And we have a mem prefix showing a participial form. And with the a vowel, the pathak under the mem, followed by the hirik yod, and then the plural, the tseri yod, this is a hifil participle, masculine plural, from shakam, that is, to get up early. So it is vain for you, that is, the ones who get up early to arise. And notice kum is your infinitive absolute from kum, to arise. So it is vain for those who get up early to arise, and then who sit up, who delay, actually, to sit. The next word is ahar, is the root. It means to tarry from sitting down. In other words, one is not going to sleep, one is keeping awake, and just rising early and keeping awake, sitting up late at night. And me'ahare is from the root ahar, which means to delay or tarry. And notice we have a mem prefix again, showing a participle. The Shiva Pathak shows it as a PL participle, masculine plural, with the infinitive Shevet. This is from Yashav, to sit, and it's the infinitive construct form. And so, literally, we would translate it, the ones who delay to sit, or in sitting. And so we're looking, again, at one constantly staying awake, being in toil. We could translate it sort of in a summary way. It is vain for you, the ones who are early to arise, and who delay sitting or resting. It is vain if the Lord isn't building the house. And so we move on. Ochle lechem ha'atzamim. You, the ones who eat bread of toils, hard toils. Here we have just a further definition of those who are sitting up late and toiling and eating the bread of hard toil. Notice okle is from achal, to eat. It is your participial form, a participle again, a cal active participle with the O class vowel, the holon, followed by the seruyod, looking at a plural form, the ones who eat bread, lechem, lechem is the noun meaning bread. So the ones who are eating bread of toils. Again, here's a noun in construct with ha-atzavim. Atzavim is from etzev, which means hard labor or hard toils. And so we're in a masculine plural ending here in the im. So the one who is eating bread of hard toil, of hardship, painful work, staying up late, and all of that, it is still vain if the Lord isn't involved in what one is doing. But the Lord does give rest, and so one needs to see Him as the one that also wants His followers to rest. So in the next phrase, Kain Yitain Lidido Shena, that is, so He will give to His beloved in sleep. So even though one is gaining with hard work, doing the bread of toil, the Lord then provides a sleep to help those that are working to be able to refresh themselves with the beauty of sleep. Kain, we would render here, is thus, an adverb. Yitain is your cow imperfect, third masculine singular from Natan. Notice it's a pay noon verb. The noon, by progressive assimilation, has gone into the top, yintain becoming yitain. That's why we have the doggish forte in the top. So he gives to his beloved. Notice we have the lamed prefix, and yedido from yadid, meaning beloved, and the o is your pronominal suffix. So here we have a noun in construct with your pronominal suffix, the holam vav, third masculine singular. So thus he gives to his beloved shena, sleep, a noun meaning sleep. So the Lord here helps those who are toiling to find rest in sleep so that they can faithfully continue their work. Sleep is a beautiful thing. And to try to ignore it is not wise. It is the gift of the Lord that He gives to those who are laboring for Him to be able to refresh themselves. And so as we move on, He moves on now to talk about the blessing of children. And notice in verse 3, Hine nachalat Adonai Banim. Notice, children, behold, a heritage of the Lord are children. Here we have Nachala is the noun meaning heritage, and we have the tetragrammaton, and the two are in construct. So behold, a heritage of the Lord are children. Children then are a gift from the Lord, bestowed by His grace to bless the father. And notice, banim here is your masculine plural ending from ben. So behold, a heritage of the Lord are children, and the fruit of the womb is a reward. Sahar peri habatin. Here we have a phrase again, and a synonymous parallelism with the previous one. So a fruit of the womb is a reward. Sahar is the noun that means reward, and peri is the noun meaning fruit, which is in construct with habatin, that is, the womb. And notice, betten means womb. Ha is the definite article here. And the comments here is because the word is in pause at the end of the phrase here, or the sentence. So the fruit of the womb is a reward. And reward is emphatic here. Reward, a reward, is the fruit of the womb. So children are a blessing, and they are the fruit that God gives to parents, and it is a great reward. And then as we move on to verse 4, it says, Kechitzim beyad gibor kein b'nei haneurim. That is, as arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of youth. And we're looking here again at comparing children to arrows that protect and defend parents. That is, if the children do what children that love their parents would want to do. Notice kechitzim. Ke is your inseparable preposition, as, and chitzim is your noun masculine plural from chetz. And so as arrows in the hand of a mighty man. Bet is another inseparable preposition. Yad is the noun that means hand. And gibor means a mighty one. So as arrows in the hand of a mighty man, thus came, so are b'nei ha-ne'urim. So are children of youth. And notice, nahar is like a young man, and im is plural here. And so he's looking at the youthfulness of men who have children, that they become like arrows that protect the father, protect the parents in their old age. And so as we move on then to verse 5, it says, Ashrei ha-geber asher milei et ashpato mehim. Lo yevoshu ki yedabru et oyavim bashar. That is, happy is the man. Notice, Ashrei is from Esher, meaning happy. It's the same word that begins Psalm 1, Ashrei Ha'ish. So happiness is, belongs to the man. Here we have a noun in construct, masculine plural, with the Tzeriyot, with Ha, Geber. Geber is meaning a man, looking at a man in his strength. So happy is the man, the definite article preceding it, whose is full with his quiver from them, literally. And notice, mile is from mala, to be full. It is a PL, perfect, third masculine singular. Notice the I vowel, followed by the doubling of the lama, the middle radical, is indicative of a PL stem. So happy is the man who is full with his quiver from them. Notice et is just the sign of the direct object, and ashpato is from ashpa, meaning quiver. And notice it's in construct with the tab here, the he changing to a tab before the pronominal suffix, o, third masculine singular. So happy is the man who is full with his quiver, literally from them, may him. Notice him is your pronominal suffix, third masculine plural, and men is your preposition. The noon has elided, and so we have compensatory lengthening from the hirig under the mem to etc. So, with his quiver from them, lo, they shall not be put to shame. A negative particle followed by the root yavash to bring to shame. Notice this is a peyod verb, which historically was a peyvav verb, and the vav elided, and so we have compensatory lengthening under the yod prefix. So they shall not be put to shame. It's just your kal imperfect third common plural from yavash. For, or when, they speak with their enemies in the gate. Ki is your conjunction, and yedabru is your PL imperfect third plural, third common plural from dabar. Notice we have a shava pathak, doubling of the middle radical in the bait, which shows a PL stem. When they speak with their enemies, ed is again the sign of the direct object, and oyavim is from oyev. It is a kal active participle. It's plural here with the im ending, and so when they speak with their enemies in the gate. Ba sha'ar, sha'ar means gate, and ba is your inseparable preposition followed by your definite article in the pathak underneath it. So what he's saying here is, happy is the man who is full with his quiver from them, that is from children. The more the better, he's saying, and they shall not be ashamed, that is the men who have had children or the parents who have had children, when they speak with their enemies in the gate. And the gate here was where city business was conducted, and lawsuits were heard in the city gates. And so the children would defend elderly parents and be a source of defense, like arrows, against the enemies that would be seeking to defraud the elderly parents or to hurt them when they were in the city gates, that is, when they were brought before the elders of the city and they were being, maybe a lawsuit was being placed against them, the children would be able to defend their parents in a situation like that. So we have a beautiful picture here, like arrows. They become a defense for elderly parents at a time as such, at such a time. So what a beautiful psalm. It is looking at how the Lord's help is absolutely necessary, not only in the building of the temple that Solomon would do, but also in the building of a home. And the watchmen watch in vain and keep a city if the Lord is not the one doing it. Same way in a home. And even though one would get up early and stay up late and eat the bread of hard toil, unless the Lord is doing the work, it's not going to succeed in a good family. But he reminds his reader that the Lord does give sleep. And sleep is a beautiful gift to refresh those that are toiling in building their home. And then he goes on to talk about how children are part of this building, how they're a heritage from the Lord, and even a great reward, the fruit of the womb that he gives to parents. They become like arrows that are mighty to protect. And so a parents in their youth that have children, when they become elderly, the children then can become protecting of them if the children really are faithful to their parents. And so a person can be happy, happy is the man, that even has more than one, his quiver being full from them, because they will then defend in city hall, so to speak, when lawsuits possibly are brought or cases are dealt with, those that would seek to hurt elderly parents, the children then can be a defense for them. This, I believe, is the thought. When they speak with their enemies in the gate, those that would seek to defraud the elderly parents. So what a beautiful psalm that wants us to focus on the need for the Lord to do all of the building and on the beauty of family and also children in being a wonderful heritage of the Lord and a protector of their parents in old age. This is a great ascent psalm that was sung while the pilgrims were going up to Jerusalem, and it no doubt looks at the great elevation and importance of the family. And it is true that Jesus Christ is the one, as a Christian, who establishes true Christian families and blesses those who are willing to raise a family with the power of the Lord and have children then that will become a great source of joy and a positive defense and care for their parents as they age.